I'm just excited for that very thought that God is faithful. It really doesn't matter what we've got going on. It doesn't matter really how bad things get. Say, wait a minute, it does matter. I understand. But no matter the difficulty we're going through, no matter how bad our struggle seems, God is faithful. He is good. He never lets us down. He will always see us through. He tells us in scriptures that what was meant for our evil, what was meant for our demise, for those of us who love Him, He'll take that and turn it to our good. And so as long as we remain faithful and praising Him and giving Him glory and honor, He will work it out. That's not to say that we're not going to go through some hard times. That's not to say struggles don't take place. But if we stay the course, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and remember that who He is and what He's done through the finished work of the cross, when He was stretched out on the cross of Calvary and He declared, "It is finished," whatever the "it" is that you're needing, know that Christ has already declared it's done. Maybe you're needing salvation. Maybe you're needing a healing. Maybe you're needing favor. Maybe you're just needing a fresh touch from God. You're not been living for Him the way you used to. You just are struggling. Maybe your kids or family members not living out the life that you know God has for them. If we'll pray by faith, continue to believe God, we know that it is finished. He'll bring it to fruition. It's not that God is a vending machine and we get to just ask Him whatever we want. It has to be according to His will. I've had people ask me before, "Well, Pastor, how do we know what God's will is when I'm praying for specific things?" Well, look in the Word of God. I know that it is the will of God to heal the sick. I don't have to wonder if it's His will. Jesus went about and everybody He came in contact with who would receive what He had for them was healed. The apostles in the first century church, they went about healing those who came around. Jesus tells us that if we'll lay hands on the sick, that they shall recover. James tells us that if we have any sick among us, that we can anoint them with oil, pray the prayer of faith, and they shall be saved. And so I know that it is the will of God to heal us. Sickness and disease is the wage, it is the effect that has come about after the fall of man. Not sin as in, "Oh, you sin, so God made you sick," but mankind failed God in the beginning in the garden, and sickness and disease entered in. And so we know that that's not God's design. He is the creator. It is the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so I'm preaching to you a little bit this morning just to kind of set where my heart is. Jim shared on his show a moment ago, there's been this lovely little stomach bug running around my household. My kids got it, and then my wife got it. And I'm like, praise the Lord, I hadn't had it. Well, a week later, it found me last night. But I'm believing that God has already healed me. And I'm going to be here for you throughout this hour. And we're going to just worship the Lord and give Him glory. This morning, I have a song that I want us to play just a couple of minutes of. I've played it already for you in part. But Charity Gayle's song, "Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood." She released this song just before Easter of this year. We were fortunate enough to have her in concert at Cornerstone back in March. And she sang this song for the first time since it had been released right here in Atlanta, Texas. And so we're excited about that. But I'm going to go ahead and start this song and just listen to these lyrics. Let's praise God. He says that He inhabits the praise of His people. And so if we will just come into His courts with thanksgiving and praise, we can be assured that He will show up. And where He is, there is completion. Where He is, we know there is an answer to the things that we have brought before Him.
Was a wretch, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, You held me in your sight, so you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Place laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood.
Love that song. I love that song. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. If it wasn't for the blood, there would be nothing available for us. There would be no salvation. There would be no healing. We are able to enter into the throne room of God through the shed blood of the Lamb. And so we just know that because of the blood. Just have to give me a second here. Preacher's going to have a moment here and just worship the Lord. He's just good and he's faithful. And oh, through the blood. We've got Sister Ann Compton. Says, please pray for Mark as he is going in for open heart surgery. We are believing for a complete healing. Amen. Let's go to the Lord right now in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. God, we lift Mark before you as he has this open heart surgery. God, we know that you are the great physician. God, we pray for the doctors and those in that operating room that you give them a supernatural wisdom. But Lord, we're believing in your creative power that you are the great I am, that he will be healed. This surgery will be a success. And Father, we will be back here in a week or so with a praise that you have done what you always do, that you are faithful and you are good. And so Lord, again, we lift Mark to you and we pray for a complete healing in his body as he has this heart surgery. For Billy Alexander, Lord, we come before you. We're praying for his shoulder and his ankle and knees. Lord God, you are the great healer. You are the I am that I am. And so, Father, we just lift him before you. We pray by faith, God, that you would heal his body. You would make him whole. Whatever the issues that he's having within his shoulders, ankle, and knees, God, you see it and you know it. And we just pray, Lord, that your will to be done. For Betty O'Neill, heart issues, Lord God, we just lift her before you and we pray, God, for a complete healing, that you do a work as we've prayed for Mark earlier. You are the great physician, and so we believe you, Lord, for a healing. For Dennis O'Neill, we lift him before you, God. You know all the details and situations, and we just pray for a total healing in the name of Jesus. For Sister Effie and her medicine, God, you know what needs to be done there. You know what needs to be changed, started, or stopped. Father, we lift her before you and we pray your perfect will to be done, that you give her doctor supernatural wisdom, that you would give her peace as to what to do. And Father, we just pray for a complete healing in her body. Amen. Brother Jay McCullough asks for continued prayer for Carrie. Father, we come before you and we thank you, Lord, for the work that you have done within Carrie's body already. God, we join our faith together and we believe that you are the deliverer. You are the way maker. You can complete her and make her whole. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over her. We pray a hedge of protection around her, God, and we just ask that you be glorified in it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Lord has given me a scripture for this segment of the show. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. This is just my fundamental here. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Call us in with these prayer requests, 903-796-6056. Comment on Facebook. Let us know what you need prayer for. Because God is able, He's faithful, and He's good. And we should learn as a people who have faith in Him that we need to rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And so, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, God, that you are more than able, that you are our provider. Lord, we worship you this morning. We exalt the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name. And God, we ask that everything we do today, you be glorified in it. And we give you all the glory and honor. We just worship you in spirit and in truth. As we come before you, we give you the glory. Give us a call, 903-796-6056.
Highway 59 in Queen City is your place to shop for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. They have everyday low prices for the general public and for contractors. Also, they have a state-of-the-art custom trim shop on site, and they deliver all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Locally owned and operated since 1993, come by and see Wesley and Christy Nutt or their team of loyal employees who will help you with all your building needs. That's Quality Building, Highway 59 in Queen City, and QualityBuildingQC.com.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now two.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Call your local Farm Bureau agent in Atlanta, Linden, or Jefferson.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net. Advertise your garage sale on the garage sale page of KPYN's website at www.kpyn.net. Simply email us your information regarding your garage sale to tradingpost@kpyn.net or call us live on the original Trading Post Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. at 903-796-6056 and tell us about your garage sale. We'll post it on the garage sale page of the kpyn.net website. The garage sale page on the KPYN.net website is also a great way for shoppers to keep up with all the garage sales in Cass County. The garage sales page on KPYN.net is brought to you by Reliable Alarm Service, LLC. Call Reliable Alarm Service today about your security needs at 870-653-5160. And stay tuned to the original Trading Post for all the current garage and yard sales going on in Cass County. Keep up with and advertise your garage sales on the garage sale page. Sponsored by Reliable Alarm Service at KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
You're listening to your radio station for the original Trading Post. Monday through Saturday mornings, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to Prayer and Praise. This is Pastor Richard Wade of Cornerstone Assemblies of God. Thank you for joining me online. Thank you for joining me over the air at KPYN 900 AM, 103.9 FM, and KPYN.net. You can go to Facebook, watch our live on KPYN's Facebook page, or you can go to Cornerstone Assemblies of God, Atlanta, Texas, and watch the Facebook live there. Comment on Facebook with your prayer requests. Give us a call in here at the studio, 903-796-6056. Again, that number is 903-796-6056. We've got some more prayer requests that have come in and is here. And so let's just pray over a few of these, and then I want to give God some praise for what he has already done this week and what we are believing that he is going to do. And so Sister Judy Mize says, prayers for my sister Margie for recovery from surgery and for my family in the loss of our brother Julius this week. Lord, we come before you and we give you glory and honor. Lord, I pray for Margie in the recovery of her surgery, Lord, that you do a work that only you can do. Father God, for the loss of this brother, Father, I pray that you would comfort this family, that you would send the Holy Spirit, whose name is Comforter, Lord. Make yourself real to them. In these times of loss and hurt, oftentimes the question is asked, why? Lord, I pray that you would put the right person at the right time to answer those questions, to minister to them, to encourage them and lift them up. But Father, we pray that you'd give them a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we even ask for a joy unspeakable and full of your glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sister Sue Simons in rehab, let's lift her up. Father, just continue to do a work within her body. Father, we thank you for her personality, her spirit, her zeal, her hunger for pressing in and touching heaven and praying and interceding on the behalf of others. Lord, we just continually pray that you would continue to do a complete work in her body. For Robert Helmick, Lord, we lift him to you. We pray, Lord, that you just do a work within his body. You know the situations and the circumstances, and so God, you just make a way where there seems to be no way, and we pray, God, that your perfect will to be done. For John Curley, Lord God, we lift him before you and we just ask your will to be done. Just do a work in his body and in his life. We plead the blood of Jesus over him and pray a hedge of protection around him. And we just thank you, Lord, that through the finished work of Christ Jesus, we have a hope and a blessed hope. And we can come before you with prayer and supplication and give you thanks in all things. And so we just give God glory this morning. Thank you for commenting on Facebook. Give us a call, 903-796-6056. There is a psalm many of us probably have memorized, and I share it quite frequently at our church to open up the service. And I just want to read it to you this morning because it's just been stirring in my soul. Oftentimes we say, well, when is it time to give God praise? What should our circumstances be like when we give God praise? Well, as we've read in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, we should pray without ceasing. We should give him thanks in all circumstances and situations. But here in Psalms 150, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and with the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and with dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him up on the loud cymbal and praise him up on the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And so this morning I would encourage you, if you're drawing air in your lungs, you've got a reason to give God praise. You've got a purpose to lift your voice and give God a shout of glory. I don't want to step on toes. I'm not going to try to preach too much here, but we will go to football games and scream and holler and act crazy. We'll do all kinds of things at baseball games, football games, basketball games. I've seen people on the golf course get plumb mad and scream and shout and throw their golf clubs and so on and so forth. And so if things of this world can get us that excited, it ought to be okay that we get excited for Jesus, that we can give him a shout of praise, that we can lift up his name and give him glory, because I tell you, he's done far more for us than any other sports team or sports game or anything. I'm not against sports. Don't hear me saying that. But God is God, and if we can shout for our favorite team, we ought to be able to shout for Jesus. He even tells us, he says, praise me in the sanctuary, praise me in the firmament of my power, praise me for my mighty acts. He says, praise me according to his excellent greatness. So what level of praise should you give him? Well, how great is your God? How great is your God? Well, my God's a big God. He's a mighty God. He's a faithful God. He's a good God. And so if I ought to praise him according to his excellent greatness, then there ought to be a praise coming out of my mouth, and a good praise, not no mealy mouth, weak praise. God's not nervous. He's not scared. He's not caught off guard. We ought to learn to give God a true praise, to lift our voice and glorify him and magnify him. He says everything that we should do should bring glory and honor to him. Everything we put our hands to ought to be to glorify him. And so this morning, I just would encourage you to give God a praise. And I want to do that just for a moment. This Wednesday night at Rabbit Stadium, right here in Atlanta, we had the first annual Cass County Fields of Faith. Don't know exactly how many people we had in attendance, but I would guess, this is my guess and I may be off, I would guess probably 700 to 800 people were in the stadium. But here's what we do know, and this is what we got to shout and give God glory for. Over 100 people and students walked down to that altar and said, I've give my heart to Jesus for the first time this evening. Or they said, I want to rededicate my life. Today's a new day. I'm going to serve Jesus for the rest of my life. Over 100 came down to the altar to accept Jesus. And I'm telling you, this preacher's about ready to shout. That's something to get excited about. Say, God doesn't do miracles. That was a miracle. We saw over 100 miracles Wednesday night when every soul said, oh, I'm lacking something. I need a Savior, and that Savior's name is Jesus. And so we were just excited. The testimonies of the students, oh, just blessed my soul. There were a couple of kids called into missions, and they give their testimony about that. There was some called to preach, and I just give God glory. Give us a call, 903-796-6056. Because God is faithful. He's good, and I just... Oh, man, this preacher, I wish I wasn't tied down to these headphones, I'd run, because God is faithful. And let me tell you this. When I was a young child and give my heart to Jesus, I was probably the most spiritual person in my family. Even at the age of 11 or 12, and that's when I give my heart to Jesus. And I've been able to lead many of my family members to Jesus. And I've been able to be a spiritual head in my household. And so the thought that over 100 kids give their hearts to Jesus is that's over 100 households that now have the presence and power of God under that roof. And that just makes me excited.
Hi, I'm Brad Cisak with your NBC6 News Update. Former President Bill Clinton is in the hospital being treated for a non-COVID-related infection. Mr. Clinton's spokesperson confirms the 75-year-old was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday. He released a statement saying, quote, he is on the mend in good spirits and is incredibly thankful to the doctors, nurses, and staff providing him with excellent care. A federal appeals court is once again allowing Texas to continue banning most abortions. The decision Thursday night keeps the law known as Senate Bill 8 in place as the Justice Department tries to halt the law. The Biden administration is suing Texas over the restrictions that ban abortions once cardiac activity is detected, which is usually around 6 weeks. Thursday's decision marks the third time that the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has sided with Texas and let the restrictions stand. The Texas law makes no exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. That's your news update. I'm Brad Cisak.
The news was brought to you by May's Lone Star Flooring, 302 East Main Street in Atlanta. They can take care of all your flooring and cabinet top needs. Call 903-796-1066. For continuous news updates, go to our website, kpyn.net. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net, I'm Robert DelGiorno.
Hi, Bob DelGiorno for Clayton Homes of Texarkana. They've opened a brand new location right across the street from their previous location at 4401 South Lake Drive, Texarkana. Go by Clayton Homes of Texarkana and see manager Taylor Bradshaw and learn about new land home packages available in New Boston with financing available. Clayton Homes of Texarkana, with a new location, 4401 South Lake Drive in Texarkana, Texas. For more information, call 903-838-5994.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast. Today it'll be partly sunny with a 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 84. Overnight tonight, mostly clear, low 49. Saturday, sunny and a high of 70. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, Real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert Del Giorno for KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, AM, FM, and .net has been reading the local live birthdays on the radio for over 70 years. All you have to do is go by Cafe Crema at 111 East Main Street, the specialty coffee shop that everybody's talking about, and put your name in the box with the date of your birthday. We'll read it live on the air, and at the end of the month, we'll have a drawing for a $10 gift card for Cafe Crema. Go by Cafe Crema, put your birthday in the box. We'll read it on the air on the original Trading Post on KPYN, and you'll qualify for the monthly drawing for the $10 gift card for Cafe Crema, 111 East Main Street in Atlanta. We're the birthday station, wishing everybody having this month a happy birthday. KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
Special treat, folks. We have secured Dennis Prager. He will be on the line for 3 hours, live and in person. Dennis Prager. That's right, uninterrupted. We'll just be having Dennis Prager, one of my favorite guests. In fact, the only place you can ever hear Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on The Dennis Prager Show. So, don't forget, Dennis Prager on the next Dennis Prager Show.
Listen to The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is your radio home for Texas Rangers baseball.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right, and we are back. We are back. I want to play just a little bit more for you here of Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood by Charity Gale. It's just, this song blesses my soul. And so just enjoy just a minute or so of this song. That last line there, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you for your faithfulness and for your goodness. And we just give you glory in this place, Lord. I just, for all of those who are listening right now, Lord, I lift them before you. Father, from this pastor's heart, I just sense a burden. And I pray, Lord, that you would encourage them where they are, on their job place, sitting at home, driving in their car. Lord, that you would just feel wherever they are with your presence, with your glory, that you would remind them right here today, on this Friday morning, that you are still well and alive, that you are the God of God, you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. Remind us, Lord, that you still are seated on the throne and that Christ Jesus is at your right hand, ever interceding on our behalf. Father, we just worship you and we give you praise this morning and we glorify your holy name. Amen and amen. Give us a call with prayer needs, 903-796-6056. Tune in on KPYN 900 AM, 103.9 FM, KPYN.net, or go to Facebook page, the KPYN Facebook, or Cornerstone Assemblies of God, Atlanta, and watch us online, comment, send us your prayer needs. We've got a few more that have come in. Sister Christy Otwell has asked that we pray for her husband, recovery after an eye surgery. And so, Lord, we lift him before you. God, we just plead the blood of Jesus, and we pray after this surgery, God, that his eyes would be corrected and whole. There would be no issues, no side effects, Lord, but that you would give the doctors supernatural wisdom, that you, the great physician, would make yourself known in that time, and we give you the glory for it. For Ethan and his asthma, we come before you, Lord, and we just ask that you make a way, God, that you would open his lungs wide, give him breath, and you just do a work within his body, and we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to go back to Psalms 150. Say, like, well, you've already talked about that quite a bit. I know, but just, this is prayer and praise, and I've heard Jim talk about it on his show quite a bit. He and I have talked about it in person. We do oftentimes treat God like a vending machine. We just go to him wanting something. And so it's healthy for us to pause and say, God, if you do nothing else other than save my soul, thank you, and I'll give you praise every day that I draw breath because you are faithful and you are good. You've saved me from a devil's hell. You've put me in your presence and in your power. You've put me under your protection. You are my rock and my refuge. And so, God, we just give you praise, and we just worship you, and we thank you for all that you've done. We need to take these times and give him praise. I believe that we're in the last days of the last days. That's my personal opinion. Some may disagree, and that's fine. I'm not going to argue the point, but that's my opinion. And Scripture tells us that in the last days that we've got to be careful that we forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. And I believe that why that is so is because as the world gets darker and darker, we're going to need moments just like we're having right here. It may be over the radio, maybe online, but we have to have opportunities to come together, to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to pray against the attacks of the enemy, to pray against sicknesses and disease, to pray for healing, to pray for encouragement, to pray for provision. Right now, and I praise God for it, we do still live in the land of the free. I'm not going to get political or talk about any of those kinds of things, but right now we can go to church when we so desire without fear that we'll be put into jail. I understand with certain COVID restrictions and things of that nature throughout the country, not all places are as free as we are here in the good Republic of Texas, but we have our glory and we have our freedom and we can still worship God how we see fit. And so I would encourage you not to squander our opportunity, that we would take every moment and give him praise, that we would take every moment and just lift up a thank you, Jesus, that we can just trust him and know that he will see us through. He will protect us. Psalms 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and with the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and with dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and with organs. Praise him up on the loud cymbal. Praise him up on the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And so this morning, as we pray and we ask God to move on our behalves, we will remember to give God praise. This is Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God with Prayer and Praise Friday on KPYN 900 AM, 103.9 FM, and KPYN.net. Give us a call, 903-796-6056.
In rehab, we know that quality care is important to you. That's why at Golden Villa, we encourage our patients' families to ask their case manager about us. We also encourage families to go to Medicare.gov and check out Golden Villa and other nursing homes' quality indicators. We're proud of our high rating, and we want you to know so that you'll be comfortable with your decision to allow us to care for your loved one. We're Golden Villa Skilled Nursing and Rehab, 1104 South William Street, Atlanta. Call 903-796-0290.
For all your insurance needs, call Frank Lanier at B.B. Boone Insurance Agency, located at 110 East Rush Street in Linden. B.B. Boone Insurance can assist you with homeowners insurance and auto, plus all types of commercial insurance too, including fire, auto, bonds, and general liability. B.B. Boone can provide you with health insurance, long-term care, Medicare supplements, annuities, and life insurance. Call Frank Lanier at B.B. Boone Insurance at 903-756-5579 or visit him at B.B. Boone Insurance, 110 East Rush Street in Linden.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is the radio station for the original Trading Post with Jim Big D Davenport.
Buy, sell, trade, give things away.
Tell us about your garage sale or yard sale. Let us know if you lost a pet, found a pet, or have a pet free to a good home. Simply call in live on the original Trading Post at 903-796-6056.
That's 903-796-6056.
We also feature local birthdays, church news, the stock market report, and more, including local news from Robert Del Giorno. It's all on the show, often imitated, but never duplicated. The original Trading Post on KPYN. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Fridays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Saturdays, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. The original Trading Post on KPYN, 900 a.m. and 103.9 FM. This is Cass County's news, sports, and weather station.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right, and we are back. This is Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God with Prayer and Praise Friday right here on KPYN 900 AM, 103.9 FM, KPYN.net. Give us a call, 903-796-6056. We've got a couple of more prayer requests that have come in, and I'll share those in just a moment. But also, not only did we have the Fields of Faith Wednesday night and have a wonderful time and over 100 people come down to the altars, I was blessed to pray with a couple of those young men, two sixth grade boys that go to Queen City. It just blessed my soul. But I started talking a moment ago on the last segment about the testimonies or the God stories of some of the students that shared there at the Fields of Faith. And there was one young lady, I believe she was from Linden. The Lord had called her into missions. And so I cannot remember her name, and I'm ashamed of that. But I want us to pray for her and that that ministry that God is calling her into will be blessed. A young man from our church, Michael Whittington, the Lord has called him as a youth pastor. And so we're just so excited and want to keep him covered in prayer. And then a young man, last name is Gross. I believe his first name is Justin. I may have that wrong, and forgive me, young brother. God has called him to preach. God has healed his body, and he had just a very powerful testimony. And so for these young men and women, I want to just lift them before you and just give God glory and ask for his protection. And so if you will, join me in prayer for them. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for these students who have heard the call to salvation, but Lord, and then heard you call them into the ministry, that you have anointed them and given them a voice to share the good news gospel. God, I pray that right now in their young age, that they would realize they don't have to wait until they are ordained or a part of any particular organization, but that they can lift high the name of Jesus right now on their school campuses. They can lift high the name of Jesus wherever it is that they go on their different sports teams, running track, fishing, playing baseball, that they would be an example to your glory. And so, Father, I pray a hedge of protection around them. Lord, I pray that you would help guide them in the way you would have them to go. That as the enemy will come in and try to snuff out their light, as the enemy will try to steal their testimony and their witness, God, we just pray for protection for them, that they would keep their eyes fixed on you, that they would keep their hearts fixed on the finished work of Christ, and that they understand and know that no matter what, they have been called, not by man, but by you, Lord, and for them to declare the truth with a boldness like never before, not worried about age or boy or girl, just testify of the goodness of Jesus, just lift high the name in praise. And so, Father, I thank you for the call, and I thank you for these students answering the call, and we just lift them before you. But also, this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Plaza on Main, there will be Atlanta United, or Cass County Atlanta United, believing for a good time of just worship and prayer. No particular person preaching or doing anything of that nature. Three or four different churches that I know of are going to be helping with the worship. A handful of pastors, just as the Spirit leads, will be leading in a time of prayer and just sharing briefly their hearts and what the Lord may have given them. And there's no agenda behind this event. It is just an opportunity for those of us in Cass County to come together, pray together, and believe God. In the book of Acts, Scripture shows us that when the church was birthed, that they were in one place, in one accord. And as they pray and they sought God, God showed up and revealed himself and made his power known unto them. I believe in a power of unity. As we will come together, no matter what denomination we belong to, no matter what the name of our church is, or how big or little or country or in the middle, none of that stuff matters. What matters is that we lift high the name of Jesus. What matters is that we just give him glory, and we know that Jesus is a name that is above every name. Jesus is the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. And so as we just come together and worship God in all of his glory and honor, I believe that his power and his presence will show up. And I believe that as we seek his presence, there will be a completion for Cass County. And so this Saturday at 6 p.m., Cass County, Atlanta United, on the plaza, on Main Street, let's come together and just worship God and believe God to move within our county and within our region, that we would glorify him in all that we do. And so let's just take that before the Lord in prayer. So, Father, we come before you and we lift up Atlanta United to you. We pray, God, that as we come together, that we would be a people that's of one heart, one mind, and one accord, that we would have no other agenda or no other plan other than to just worship you in spirit and truth, that we would worship you for who you are and what you've done. God, that we would lay aside our busy schedules and we would carve out time to just give you glory in all that you have for us. And so, Lord, we just thank you for an opportunity that we can gather together and pray and seek your presence. Father, I thank you for an opportunity here to come together over the air and online and to pray, to be people in one accord with one prayer, one heart, and one mind. For Donnie Tyson, Lord, we lift him before you and we pray against this pneumonia. We pray, God, that you would clear out his lungs, cause him to be able to breathe, that this COVID would leave his body. He would be healed and completely made whole. There would be no residual effects of this sickness. And we give you the glory for that. For Marcy's mom, who possibly could have COVID, we just lift her before you, God, and we pray against COVID. We pray, Lord, that you would cleanse her body, heal her, give her strength, and renew her. For Morgan, COVID, lift them before you, God. And we pray your will to be done. We pray, God, that you would remove this COVID. Father, whatever this is that's running about throughout our region and our land, We just come together in the name of Jesus and we pray against the sickness of COVID, all the different variants and what it has. We just come before you, Lord, and we just ask for favor. We ask for mercy. We just pray, God, that you would give us wisdom, how to walk in this, how to live through this. But Lord, to never lose hope that you are the God who healeth thee. Lord, for Aiden Combs, his health and surgery, we lift him before you, God, and we just pray that you would do a work in his body, that as he has this surgery, that you would just keep him, keep the physicians, guide their hands, Lord God, a speedy recovery, and that his health would recover, and that we would give you glory. Father, we just worship you again in this place. Father, I thank you for the spirit of unity that I feel rising up throughout Cass County and the glory that we will experience. Father, help us to knit our hearts and minds together as fellow Christian believers to just know that you are faithful and you are able and you will see us through. Father God, for the community revival service that's coming up November 7th at 6 p.m., Father, as we host it right there at Cornerstone Assemblies of God, Lord, we just pray that the community will come out. I thank you for Brother Chris Miller and the Atlanta Church of God and for organizing these events and an opportunity for us to be a community of unity. And so, Lord, as I bring the message at this service, I pray, Lord, you would give me the words to speak, that you would knit our hearts together, and that like never before, this community would see true unity in the name of Jesus, that as we pray together, understanding that faith works exponentially and you will heal our land. Father, we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God right here in Atlanta. This is Prayer and Praise Friday. Give us a call. We've got just one segment left, 903-796-6056. Follow us on Facebook. Send us your request there. Thank you, and here are our messages.
Pecan Point Gastropub, next to the Perot Theater, is the area's finest dining and drinking establishment in historic downtown Texarkana. Check out Pecan Point's delicious food, craft beer, signature cocktails, and our special selection of wines. Join us for Thursday night flights when you can get a flight of four craft drafts and a medium order of our awesome duck fat fries for only $12. Pecan Point is open for lunch and dinner, 11 a.m. till late, Tuesday through Saturday. Come see us at Pecan Point Gastropub, 213 Main Street, next to the Perot Theater.
Every day, your financial institution touches all areas of your life. They support you as you turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like getting a new car, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Red River Credit Union is there for you every step of the way. Visit us online or stop by your local branch and join our family today. Red River Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Both of Giesler Family Dentistry's locations are now fully open in Atlanta at 1 Bayou Drive and 105 South Church in Linden. Our dentists, Dr. Michael, Lanny, and Cody Giesler, are here to help patients with all their dental needs. In Atlanta, call 903-796-9051. And in Linden, call 903-756-7721 for Giesler Family Dentistry.
Listen to The Lutheran Hour, produced by Lutheran Hour Ministries, Missouri Synod. Program airs Sunday mornings, 9 to 9:30. The Lutheran Hour is sponsored by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Texas, located on the south side of Atlanta at 2328 Laws Chapel Road, FM 2328. Listen to The Lutheran Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM. Online at kpyn.net.
KPYN, today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
And we are back. Give us a call, 903-796-6056. Again, that's 903-796-6056. I have just a few seconds of a song here I want us to listen to. This is, again, by Charity Gale. It's called Amen. I just love this girl. She's got a heart for worship, and I'm excited to see what God is going to do. And so here it is, just Charity Gales, amen. Behold, I do have permission to share all of this.
Jehovah, seated on the throne. Abba, Father, the well that overflows, the God who was and is and shall be.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. We've got 25 seconds of this segment left, and I just want to thank you all. This is Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God. Give us a call, 903-796-6056. I've got just a couple of more prayer needs here, and so we will come back right after this break, and I will share those with you, and we will close out this segment of Prayer and Praise Friday.
Listening to Prayer and Praise Friday. Prayer and Praise Friday is a production of KPYN and Cornerstone Assembly of God. For more information on Cornerstone Assembly of God, visit their website at cornerstoneatlanta.tv. That's cornerstoneatlanta.tv. And join us again next week for Prayer and Praise Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.
KPYN AM and FM and .net keeps you informed about the coronavirus crisis. If you have questions about the coronavirus, call the Department of Health Services in Texas at 1-866-310-9698. After hours, call 1-800-705-8868. In the event of a coronavirus emergency, call the CDC at 1-770-488-7100. This community service announcement is from KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
This is the radio home for Texas A&M Aggies football, basketball, and baseball. KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Listen live every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 for Prayer Request Friday.
Though the winds may blow and the perils of this present time rain down on your head, let not your hearts...